The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
2018, we're going to see more of this. A lot more. It's far from over. And something else is coming in 2018 that is going to be huge. A landmark decision is coming down in 2018 by the Supreme Court that is going to affect life in America for decades to come. It'll touch all kinds of issues. And we are going to decide, by we I mean the Supreme Court is going to decide for us, whether or not we are a country that truly values freedom, or whether we're a country who is going to social engineer. The case I'm talking about is the gay wedding cake case. The Colorado baker in 2012 refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple, and he cited his religious values that say he did not want to take part in a religious ceremony. I'm sure you remember the story, and you remember similar stories that have happened since then. It has now reached the Supreme Court. A couple of weeks ago, oral arguments were heard. The court seems fairly split on this. And the ruling will come down next year. I speculate this will be one of the last cases that they actually hand us the verdict. Usually, I think it's the end of June, the final cases come down before they recess. And usually the big ones come down then, so they can kind of get out of town before we find out how they ruled. This is truly a landmark case, and this has very little to do with same-sex marriage, with gay couples, with the rights of people to live their life and be served at restaurants or bakeries, and has everything to do with the First Amendment, which is being completely lost on this. The First Amendment guarantees us five rights under the Constitution. If you don't know those five rights, you probably should. Remember, though, that the Bill of Rights were added later as amendments because there was a different attitude about the Constitution. A smart, nuanced, wonderful attitude that also had some potential flaws. The attitude was, and this became a debate, why do we have to spell out what a person's rights are when the whole point of the Constitution is your rights are unlimited except when they infringe somebody else's? So we don't have to put in the Constitution that, yes, you have a right to freedom of speech and freedom of religion and freedom of the press and peacefully assemble, and redress of grievances. We don't have to put those things in. It's assumed, unless it specifically says elsewhere in law you cannot do this, we don't have to put it in there, because America is about freedom. It doesn't say in the Constitution you have the right to jump up and down. Well, of course you have the right to do that. And that was the attitude. You have the right to free speech, of course you do. And some people said, hey, that's very nuanced. You're right. You're right about it. But I'm telling you, I know governments. I know people like that King George. I know history. And unless we lay out some specific rights, then we're not going to have rights. They said, man, as soon as you head down that road and lay out those specific rights, they're going to say those are your only rights. And this became the debate, back and forth. Well, they came up with a pretty solid compromise. And the compromise was, yeah, let's put the Bill of Rights. Let's go ahead and add the Bill of Rights so we have some specifics laid out just to make it that much more difficult. That much more difficult to say you cannot infringe these certain rights. But they also added something else. They added the 9th and 10th Amendments, specifically the 9th Amendment, which is beautiful. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Now, of course, 10th Amendment specifically powers to the states, but the 9th Amendment was the compromise that just because we're putting the 1st Amendment in there doesn't mean that you don't have all those other rights. We just wanted to highlight those ones. Unfortunately, we now live in an age where the concept of rights and freedom are lost. And by many, and certainly the culture and the media and entertainment, value social justice, whatever the hell that is, over rights and freedom. In fact, many construed and say, no, social justice is a right. No, you've misunderstood. Social justice is nothing. It doesn't exist. It's made up. It's manufactured. It's a buzz phrase that is used to confuse people, to try to push a different agenda. Rights are rights and freedoms are freedoms. In the case of the gay wedding cake that the Supreme Court is going to rule on sometime early next year, they have said that the right for you to go into a place of business and demand that they serve you, even if they say it is against their religion, regardless of why they say it's against their religion, whether it's because you're gay or you're a different faith or you're a Satan worshiper with devil horns on, that right, which isn't a right, trumps First Amendment rights. How backwards and wrong is that? It's not just wrong. It's a 180 from the Constitution. It's a 180 from common sense. You have a social justice right to demand somebody takes part in commerce with you? Demand that they do business with you? That's no right. What if you only had one item for sale, like a house? Obviously, federal fair housing law says you can't discriminate based on certain things. Well, what if you have two people that are interested and everything is equal? Everything's absolutely equal. Can people claim that you discriminated against them because of something? Don't you have a right to just say, I want to sell to Cal? He's got a nice looking face. Looks like a good guy. Shouldn't you get to decide? But in business, you don't have the right to decide who you want to be in business with? That makes no sense. I understand the history of discrimination and the lunch counter and we're not going to serve you and we're going to have separate but equal. I know the history of all that. It's reprehensible. I wouldn't support a restaurant like that or a business like that. I don't support discrimination. But to say you must do business with somebody? I'm going to stand next to the person who is absolutely wrong and racist and says, I don't want to do business with those people. I'm going to stand next to them for their right to discriminate. But I'm not going to use their business because I hope eventually it'll go away. They would have you believe that the right to force somebody to make you a gay wedding cake or perform at a gay wedding if you're a band or perform a gay ceremony is about equality and access. No. It's about a person's constitutional right to say that doesn't fall within the scope of my religion. One First Amendment. But it also has another First Amendment application. Your right to promote and speak that you don't want to be a part of it. To make the statement I don't want to do business with that person because you're talking about multiple constitutional rights that are being stepped on in the name of social justice and social engineering because some people believe they should be able to force people to do business. And that's wrong. Here's how you know. Even if you're a social justice warrior, and even if you believe that those people who make cakes should absolutely have to make gay wedding cakes, even if you believe that, don't you support freedom of speech? Freedom of religion? Freedom of the press? The First Amendment? You don't support that? I'll bet many would say absolutely. Well then, shouldn't these at least in your world be the same? Shouldn't they at least have the same power? The same concern? Shouldn't this at least be a standoff in your world? You give social justice rights status, although they don't exist in the Constitution, to somebody being denied access to a wedding cake. You give it that much power. Fine. You're saying that trumps the First Amendment? That that's more powerful than a person's right to religion and speech? Shouldn't they at least offset? In which case, you go to your corner, I'll go to mine, and we'll go about our business. They've given it more power. This isn't about equality or love. It's not about fairness, as they claim. It's not about freedom, as they say. This is about one thing, as it always is with progressives. It's not about the values they claim. It's about one thing. Control. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Glenn Beck.